This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Groupies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo! At least once a week we get something about an airplane. An American airplane. What's going on? More trouble in the sky. This time it was a bomb threat for an American Airlines flight returning from Europe. Not good.
Another scare in the sky. After a bomb threat caused an American Airlines flight traveling from New York City to New Delhi, India, to be diverted. Video capturing Italian fighter jets escorting the plane to its new destination in Rome once the aircraft entered Italy's airspace.
There was jets flying near the aircraft. The aircraft was just being told there's a security situation. I got worried that something might have happened in New Delhi, like some attack or something on the airport.
So this guy's a passenger. He's returning to Wisconsin, where he lives, and over the intercom or whatever, all they tell the passengers is, hey, there's some sort of security risk. Then they see these fighter jets flying alongside the airplane. So they don't know what's going on. They know that there's some sort of security threat, and fighter jets escorting us. And you know how on those international planes, they have the little GPS that shows you where your plane is. Now, maybe they turned that off. I don't know. But I couldn't help but think, as you're flying across, trying to get back to the United States, you made it as far as you have, that you see your airplane start to turn around. Because it did. I watched its flight path. They turned around. Then they sort of turn back around again, and they get over Italy, and they start just kind of doing circles, because I think they're probably waiting for a place to land. But if you're in that airplane, and you see those fighter jets, and you don't have any information, what do you think is going on? Why would these jets be up there? I guess you try and use the Wi-Fi on the plane to talk to people on the ground. Was there a terrorist attack on the ground?
Right.
Was there a terrorist attack in an airport? Like, what's going on? I mean, I guess I'd rather deal with that than the airplane having some sort of mechanical thing that's scaring me that really isn't a big deal, but that I don't know isn't a big deal. Some sort of shimmy or... Even when those things, like when the cowlings or whatever they're called, fly off of the engine and...
When you start hearing a plane rumble and make noise and stuff, that's scary. At least with the fighter jets and stuff, I'm like, I don't know what's happening. There's like a real... Like, base of, like, I have no idea.
But you think 9/11, as an American...
I think there's something, but I don't necessarily think that it's on my plane.
Okay. So it could be numerous planes.
Yeah.
But also, you're over Europe. So now you don't know which country is it... What's happening? Is there some... And I don't even know if I would have the thought that, like, is there someone who has made a threat to this airplane... Like, over the phone, when I hear bomb threat, I think of somebody calling, texting, whatever, saying there's a bomb at the school, on the plane, whatever.
I got to at least, I don't know. I mean, I'm nervous, but I think I'm in the plane, so nothing's going on in here.
Right.
That I know of. Like, there's nobody standing up, like, saying, I'll blow us all up. So I'm like, all right, it's not in the plane. So whatever is outside the plane, and I feel better about that.
But if I would at least start to wonder, did someone manage to get in to that cockpit, and the pilot is remaining very calm, but there's someone in there who's telling him where to go.
Right,
and now there's airplanes flying next to me, because the airplanes are here for one reason, to blow me up so that we don't blow up.
I mean, look, it's not a good situation, but I think I feel better if I can look at the stewardesses and they're not freaking out.
Yeah, you'd definitely be looking to them.
Right, for, yeah.
And I would probably be asking them. I don't normally, but I would probably be asking them questions like, please, what do you know? Do you know anything? That would be scary. But anyway, everyone's okay. I don't know who made the bomb threat. I'm sure they're looking into it. The Pope, Pope Francis, he's very sick.
Probably him.
It could have been. He's not feeling well.
They said Italy,
do something naughty before he leaves.
Fist.
Yeah, maybe that's it. He's like, you know what?
I'm trying to kill me off before I'm dead.
Yeah.
Not cool.
So I'll call in a bomb threat to an American Airlines. That'll make the news, you know?
Pope Francis was supposed to celebrate Mass and ordain hundreds of deacons at St. Peter's Basilica, but that did not happen. He remains hospitalized. Vatican officials tell us that he had a peaceful night, that he rested, and we understand that he is still using those nasal cannulas to get what are called high flows of oxygen to help him breathe.
Okay, he's going to die, right? I mean, I know that's what I thought. I thought, well, Lazo could use some of that.
Yeah, where do you get those?
I don't know. But he's got to be. He's on. He's not going to make it.
How old is the Pope?
I don't know because my internet
nasal
went out.
Cannulas, those are just the little breathing tube thing.
And that's it?
Yeah.
So he's just leaving them in to help keep his nostrils open? That's what I wondered if that's all they're doing is sticking those. Because I've been sick before and I could use that.
Yeah, it's hooked to an oxygen tank. So I mean, it's
and they're giving it a big name, but
yeah.
All right.
It's so just anyone who's on oxygen,
he's just
right?
on oxygen.
That's he's on oxygen. Yeah. Okay. Well, it sounds to me like he's not going to make it. It's still news, but I do feel like Pope news has gotten a little quieter in my lifetime. When we were kids, there could be big news with the Pope that was massive, massive, massive. Yeah. They did give you updates constantly on his whereabouts. You know what he'd said. It seemed like it was in the news quite a bit. Mm. Now, you know, it's still news, for sure. But it does feel, and maybe it's just
like we only hear about him
if something bad happens.
Yeah, well, yeah, or if he dies, or sometime during election he says something.
Right, says something.
Where,
that's a
like, you know, either liberals get super pissed at him, right? Or he says something about, you know, act more like Jesus and give people money and the conservatives lose their goddamn
Yeah, him and Trump got in a bunch of
Right, yeah, like, that's it. It's either one, like, he either says, you know, we're not letting Biden take confession because he's pro-choice, so screw him. And, you know, Trump isn't Jesus-like. And then both sides lose their mind, and then that's it.
Yeah, that's that. So, but it is still news, I guess, because they when he got sick, since he's been sick, I feel like they've talked about it quite a bit. So, but my guess, like I said earlier, if they're talking the way they're talking, he's going to die this week. That would be my guess. But I don't wish any ill upon the man. Big, huge concert announced for this summer. Two bands. This is like, you know, depending on your age, this is like one of those shows that they do. What they used to do them downtown, you know, the shows that were supposed to make everyone feel nostalgic. And you go, you know what? I used to love these guys. Like the free shows they would do downtown and stuff like that. You go to see these bands that you liked 20 years ago, but you haven't listened to since. Now, one of these bands I think a lot of people still listen to, but the other one I think most people stopped listening to years ago. I watched their documentary. Even they made it seem like people stopped listening to them years
Nickelback.
Ago. Nickelback and Creed doing a show together. Yeah, I think it's the Summer of 99 Festival.
I've had it with all this Nickelback hating. Right? You think that makes you cool with the cool kids in school, Fred?
No, it just makes me right.
It doesn't.
They're overproduced, formulaic ear garbage.
Oh, really? You know who might disagree with that? Facts.
Well, Deadpool drop there for you. Mm-hmm. I don't know which Deadpool that is. Is it in the first one? I don't remember. But the two of them are doing a show together. Lazo's the concert expert somewhere in Wisconsin, but my internet hasn't worked for the last 10 minutes, so I'm not exactly sure where in Wisconsin. I knew this morning, but planned on looking it up right now. It's not too far. I mean, you could drive there. You could be there in a day, no problem. When I looked this morning, it looks like it's a day trip. It's, you know, for the weekend, you go there, see Creed and Nickelback. I just wanted to ask you how many people you think Creed and Nickelback can sell together.
A lot.
At a summer show. I think it's a lot.
A lot.
Because Creed can still sell a ton of tickets, right?
20, yeah.
I mean, Creed's done really well the last couple times.
And Nickelback still sells really well.
Do they? I mean, that documentary was so good to me.
They sell as big as Creed. Like, it's like if Nickelback needed to take a couple more years to become Creed, but I think they probably saw Creed's T-Mobile Center performances and like, oh, okay.
Right, we can do this.
Nickelback played T-Mobile last time they were here.
Did they?
Yeah.
In that documentary, they definitely, I was surprised at how much Nickelback was kind of down on themselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I thought they would say, like, people still listen to us. Oh, we got this hate or whatever, but we're still big. Because in my mind, I kind of thought maybe they still are. But it seemed like, yeah, I guess maybe they're not so big. They talked about getting played on TikTok and being introduced to new audiences that way, to young people. But Creed, I know, can sell tickets because I've watched them do it. So I would think that the majority of people buying tickets to this show are Creed fans, but I really don't know. It could be 50-50, and I think they could sell a ton. I think the two of them doing a summer show together could sell a ton. And I think we should go, since he won't take me to see Gathering of the Juggalos, even though you've been promising for years. I think we could do this. It's I know that it's something you would rather do than going to Gathering of the Juggalos. We don't have to camp. We don't have to be out there with a bunch of juggalos. I know you're nervous about something bad happening. Some sort of juggalo or juggalette trying to hurt you, even though Violent J said he'd give us a VIP area behind the stage. You wouldn't take him up on it. I feel like Nickelback Creed would be a fun thing for us to go do together. Elon Musk sent out an email to government employees basically saying, hey, tell me what you do. Give me some bullet points. I want to know what you did last week. I want to know what you do around here. And this has caused tons of controversy from people who work in government, from some politicians. And some of these people have not responded. They've been told, some of them, to not respond to the email. Well, Musk said if you don't respond by Monday night, tonight, then you're out of a job.
Did you do last week? That's the question Elon Musk and his Department of Government Efficiency team insist all federal workers must answer in an email. Musk adding on a social media platform X that failure to respond will be taken as a resignation. Those emails were already being received by federal employees Saturday, asking them to send 5 bullet points of what they accomplished last week, but noting employees should not include classified information. The deadline for replying set for Monday at 11:59 p.m.
I know me. I know if I got one of those emails, they'd be like, I just quit. I mean, unless I'm making a ton of money, like, I'm not doing this stupid thing. I don't know what I did last week. I'm not going to put and I can absolutely hear family members, friends saying, just do it. Just put some bullet points together and come up with something. But it's kind of like when you apply for a job and they want you to take a personality test. It's just like, you want me to take a personality test? I don't even want this job anymore. Just forget it. Also, here, if you had to ask us, what did we do last week? Our job, it's easy to write that email because we either came to work or we didn't. That's it. Just put on the thing. Okay. We showed up. We did this many shows, 4 shows. But if you worked at any of think about any of your previous jobs that you worked at, if they ask you what to do, it could be tough. And if you're a government employee, if you work in an office, and you know what? When I worked in promotions in radio, that was sitting behind a desk and I was supposed to be doing other things. If someone said, what did you get accomplished last week in promotions when I did it, I would have been in a lot of trouble because I didn't know what the hell I was doing. Right. So I just sat there on MySpace trying to look busy, and I had folders that I would put papers in, and I would put, and I'll never forget it.
That's what everyone does. The
end of the year, my boss asked for this thing that was supposed to be a full year end report. I need this report. Literally, it was a report. Had it in the name, so I hand it to her. And she opens it up, and there's one piece of paper in there with something on it, and then blank pieces of paper. She goes, what's this? And I was like, that's the report. And she's like, have you not done this at all year? And I was like, well, I tried to do the first one, but I don't feel like I was doing that right, so I kind of forgot about it after that. She's like, oh, my God. And that was it. After that, I said, you know what? I don't think this is working out.
Well, there you go.
But that's the dream, though. You want to make it to that far. You don't want to get an email from Elon saying, tell me 5 things you accomplished last week. Write it down in bullet points. Ugh. Jesus Christ, I don't know. Just ask ChatGPT to come up with something
exactly.
For you. It'll do it. It will.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know. Could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Groupies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo. What's going on?
We're finishing the news.
Well, I'll do it.
So the Menendez brothers.
Yeah.
They thought they were almost out of jail, it seemed like, with that last DA. It seemed like he was going to let them go. And there was a new DA. That DA didn't get reelected. So a new DA comes to town. He says, I got to take a look at this. So the Menendez person is like, well, crap. We have to wait. But it's not like they've waited a lot of years anyway. So what's a couple more months? Well, the new DA, he promised he would look through everything thoroughly. And he promises now that he has. He called a press conference and wanted to update everybody on what he thinks about this.
While it may have been a motivation for Eric and Lyle to do what they did, does not constitute self-defense. I also understand that when it came to any corroborating information about that sexual abuse, it was extremely lacking.
So extremely lacking, that doesn't sound so good. When the family and the advocates are saying, hey, they were abused, that's their main defense.
Right.
It's not that they didn't do it. It's that they were abused. And he's saying, yeah, that doesn't matter. So, oh well. I'm sure if you're in prison that long, you learn not to get your hopes up.
Yeah,
but in that situation, yeah, you were so close. You were really close. If that guy had gotten reelected, you'd probably be out now.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you saw this train coming with the Netflix stuff. Like, did you start to get hopeful then?
I'm sure.
They're going to tell our story. Let's see what happens. I don't know how much they knew about it. Then you start to see this groundswell of people online on TikTok talking about how they need to free these guys. Literally turning it into a political movement So much so that the former DA was like, I guess I need to do something about the Menendez brothers because I might not get reelected.
And this new guy's like, yeah.
New guy looked at it. He's like, yeah, no, I'm not that into it. I guess it was apparently pretty long press conference, and the Menendez brothers supporters on TikTok, they weren't happy about it at all, of course. You can imagine saying that he didn't need to call the press conference, that it was stupid, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, they're not happy, but sorry, guys. Looks like that's what's happening. Jason Kelce, this is in the news because Jason Kelce was on a podcast talking about Travis. Travis wasn't there.
What podcast?
Fitz and White.
Okay.
He's on the Fitz and White podcast. Sure. Talking about Travis. They're talking to, you know, he's talking about Travis. One of the great things about Travis is he's always been kind of a kid. He never grew up. I always liked that about him.
One of the things I love so much about Travis is that he never grew up. Like, he was like Peter Pan, like the Lost Boys.
Is he growing up now, though?
For sure. It's changing. And I think that sometimes, you know, you get people in your life that maybe get that out of you. And that's a good thing.
They incentivize you to get changed.
There's no question.
Right. So you can imagine what those headlines turn into. That Jason Kelce says that Taylor Swift is responsible for Travis growing up. Yeah. And that he's, you know, got good people in his life. How Taylor Swift changed Travis Kelce's life. I saw that headline more than once today.
Well, that's, okay.
Yeah, I know.
Like, why is that, why would that be, is it a headline, like, in a negative?
No. I think it's just, like, because it involves Taylor Swift, they want to talk about it. She's that popular, that if someone's talking about her without even really talking about her, without saying her name, then, like, hey, somebody else talked about Taylor Swift.
Isn't that celebrity. By the way, not what they say about women. Meaning, like, a guy, they don't ever say, well, let me tell you what, she never grew up until she met that guy, and then he really, right? Like, it's not that, it's the other way around, but don't they say that about every guy? Like, let me tell you what he was like before he met her, and then, boy, she really changed him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he really grew up. Like, that's what people say.
Yeah.
There's no other way, like, I think that's for literally every, it's probably been muttered in some sort of sense at every wedding ever.
Yeah.
Boy, you know, he was a real something.
He set him
something
straight.
Not bad, but something, right? Until he met her. And then look what she did with him.
He's a better man now.
Right, yeah.
That's every speech at every wedding ever.
Of course.
But because it involves Taylor Swift, it's news. Speaking of the NFL, though, I don't know if you saw this news over the weekend. You know, there's been all these athletes who've had their homes broken into.
Well,
they arrested a couple guys in Ohio.
Home that I read something.
We talked about another home last week.
About you.
There was an actor last week, right? It was Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban.
Yeah, but there's something else after that. But maybe you're going to hit me that with this news story.
Well, this is a little lacking. Like, we don't have the details because they're not saying specifically who it was. At least every time I've checked, I still haven't gotten an update. They're unidentified. They're just saying it's two NFL players. And a lot of the outlets are using New York Jets helmets. I mean, this happened in the area, so people are assuming that they're Jets players. Mm-hmm. But these two guys were held up at gunpoint in broad daylight. And, of course, the question is, are these things connected? The home break-ins, these guys getting robbed at gunpoint. And now the big thing is that they're worried about player safety, specifically the NFL, but professional athletes in general, I guess. But they're worried about NFL player safety.
We're learning of yet another in a series of robberies of high-profile athletes. This time, police say two victims were stalked by three men from Manhattan to New Jersey and robbed at gunpoint in broad daylight. Neighbors say one of the victims plays for the New York Jets. The suspects still on the run.
So there you go. They're looking for him, but is it connected? Now, they did arrest a couple guys. They released that body cam footage of the arrest that they thought were connected to the Joe Burrow home break-in.
Right.
I don't know if all of these, if they think that all of these are still being done by the same ringleader in South America or what. Like, when they arrested those guys in Ohio, it was never clear to me if they were saying these guys are working for that group. They are part of that group. The media certainly made it seem like they were, but I don't know. So, how many more people are there? How many people do they have working for them? Have any of the break-ins been the actual same physical person at the crime scene? You know, do they think that any of the same people, or do they send different people in each city to break into different homes? The whole thing just sounded a little crazy, a little fantastic. Right. This idea that there's this organized crime ring in South America, and they're... But it's not impossible.
No, okay, but I don't understand why they would have to be in South America.
Right.
I feel like somebody with American ingenuity could pick that up.
Right. I don't really understand. So obviously, I mean, you heard her say, another robbery.
Right.
In the string of incidents. So they want us to think at least that it's connected, but I don't know. Getting robbed at gunpoint, I mean, in that situation, I saw the neighbor on TV. The neighbor thinks that it was a guest, this neighbor of his who plays for the Jets. And so they were interviewing him, and he was just talking about, I mean, it looked like a pretty nice neighborhood, as you can imagine, an NFL player. And he's just saying, you know, it's always been safe, but now we got people pointing guns, and, you know, they must have been targeting him. Well, I agree, there is a good chance that they targeted these guys knowing that they were players, so maybe it is all connected. I don't know. And now the headline is they're worried about player safety. What do we do? I don't know what you do.
I'm guessing the players get bodyguards?
Yeah, and the homes have people in them at all times, because I think almost every, if not every one of those robberies that was thwarted, it was because someone was there.
Right, it was an away game.
Yeah, so maybe you just have someone stay at the house. I don't know. It's not like they don't already have big security systems and gated driveways and all that. Based on the pictures I saw, looks like most of them do.
I would think probably a guard of some sort.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a chef, so.
If you're that rich, I would think no matter what you do for a living, if you're that rich, you probably have security. If you're living in a mansion like that, it just looks like a target. If people can drive by it, see, especially in a place like this, you know, in Kansas City.
Well, there's big mansion homes. I don't think there's guards out there.
No, but everyone knows it's a celebrity because the word travels, right? That's so-and-so's house. So now that you've got these break-ins, it's like.
Well, now that you have them, right, it's probably something they have to start thinking about.
Yeah, now I think you have to have a guard now. You just have to, because they know when you're gone. I don't know why someone didn't think of this before.
Right.
I'm guessing most people look at those and go, we can't break into that house. There's going to be too many cameras. There's going to be too much security. They probably do have security guards. And then they looked into it, apparently found out that they didn't, and just waited for them to have away games. So I don't know what you do. And I don't know if it's connected, but they want you to think it was. If you got held up at gunpoint, you just hand everything over, right?
Of course.
And then that's that. Do you think that you would be permanently scarred?
No.
You don't think you'd have any type of PTSD? Nervous about people following you if you feel like someone's walking behind you? Is that
I'd probably be on more alert after that happened and it not happening, of course, but I don't think it'd be overly detrimental to my well-being.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. You know, we had a guy who pulled a gun. It turned out we thought it was a BB gun. Some of my friends thought it was a gun. I don't know. Two of us thought it was a pellet gun. But there was quite a few of us there, and I always thought, I wonder if I was alone, if that would have been. Because my friends were there, it almost felt like, can you believe this is happening? And then we just handed over, and they got back in the car and drove off. So, but I was also outside. I think if you're in your home, that would change everything. People say now they don't feel safe in their own home. I can imagine.
Yeah.
If someone comes into your house through a window, you no longer go to bed at night without locking all your windows.
No, for
sure.
You're not as carefree, that's for sure.
Yeah, and you're getting cameras.
More jumpy.
Absolutely. And maybe you never owned a gun. You're like, I guess not. Or a dog, or whatever.
Right.
You're getting something. And then the other big news over the weekend was Puff Daddy, Diddy. His lawyer, or one of his lawyers quit. He's got more than one. He's got like five or six. But one of them quit. He said he can't continue under any circumstances. It certainly sounds like he didn't like what he saw. That's the way they want it to sound, at least.
One of Sean Diddy Combs' defense attorneys is quitting, according to reports. Anthony Rico filed the motion saying he can no longer effectively serve as counsel for the disgraced music mogul. This reportedly came after Rico spoke with the head of his legal team. A judge would still have to sign off on his decision to step aside.
Okay, if you're a lawyer, I don't know, he must be paying pretty well. He can access funds to pay these lawyers. And your job is to give this person a defense. These lawyers who represent serial killers, they talk about it. Like, hey, it's their constitutional right. They needed a lawyer.
Of course, I understand the idea behind it, and I agree with it. It surprises me. It wouldn't surprise me if you were a defense attorney and a good one, say, I'm not taking the case.
Okay, right.
Right? Because you're like, I don't, it's got kids in it. Like, I will defend mob bosses, whatever, drug dealers, whatever. But this is just a little bit, I'm uncomfortable with it. But once you take the case, then I'm like, well, what did you learn?
That's exactly, so you
what did you learn that was new? You already knew what he was accused of. What? You thought he was innocent of all of it? Like, I don't believe that.
Yeah. So what's in there?
By the way, I don't think you should be asking him if he's innocent of all of it.
No. He deserves a defense.
It's none of your business.
He deserves a defense. But I agree. That's exactly what I was going to get to, is the thought that if he took the case in the first place, he was aware of what some of these allegations were. What did he learn along the way that made him say, I can't do this? Is it just that he thought, we can't even put up a good defense? he's going to get crushed, and I don't want to be a part of it. Mm. Or is it some of the stuff that's in here is just too much, and I've changed my mind. I can no longer defend this guy. It's got to be one of those things.
Yeah, I would think they're getting crushed. Who cares?
You still get paid.
Right.
I mean, it's not like you say, hey, if you
it's not like one of these things where people are like, is he innocent or is he not? And if you blow it, you blow it. You know what I mean?
Right.
If he gets found guilty, nobody's like, oh, you're a bad lawyer. And if you happen to pull off the OJ thing, you're a hero.
That's it.
Like,
now you're the biggest defense.
I don't know if you're a hero, but you're a celebrity.
Yes,
right?
Celebrity
with a ton of money. A lot of money and considered one of the best legal minds in the history of the United States, right? So, I mean, I don't see why you wouldn't try.
Unless, is it possible that Puff Daddy's yelling at him all the time and he's like, I hate this guy.
Could be true.
Like, just screaming at him, what are you doing? And maybe you're just like,
or maybe he's not telling him everything. Like, you're trying to get, like, hey, just tell me what I need to know. Where were you on this day? And then he finds out that he was somewhere else and he's not telling him the truth.
Yeah.
Maybe that could be enough to where, I can't even defend. I don't know what this dude, I can't defend him.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe. Well,
I would think that's probably more closer to accurate.
He's still got 4 or 5 lawyers left, so it should be okay.
The Church of Laszlo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.